Unit 5, page 48, reading, exercise 3.
A digital detox. On average, we look at our phones 200 times a day. That's more than 12 times for every hour we're awake. A quarter of all people spend more time on their phone than they do asleep in bed. Nearly three-quarters of teenagers prefer texting to actually speaking with other people. And presumably, most of those teens also think that having a good wireless router in the house is more important than having a fridge. On average, a teenager will send 3,400 messages from their bed each month. These are just a few of the frightening statistics that show how addicted we have become to technology. And the effects of this are just as scary. Research has shown that our intensive phone usage means we are finding it harder to get a good night's sleep. Our addiction to social media means we are becoming more self-absorbed, and screens are making our children less caring people, as they are less likely to think about the impact of what they might post on social media. Clearly, we must do something about this. But what? More and more experts are recommending a digital detox, an amount of time every day when we don't allow ourselves to look at our phones and other screens. Most people would probably agree this is a good idea, but putting it into practice is not that easy. That's why we've come up with a 7-step plan to help you put away your phone and get back to the business of living your life. 1. Make a list. Write down all the things that you like doing, but never find the time to do. By cutting down your online activity, you will start to free up some time to do these things. 2. Be realistic. Don't expect to be able to just put down your phone and never touch it again. Instead, give yourself a time limit of how long you can use it each day. Even better, say exactly when you will allow yourself to use it and stick to that plan. 3. One goal at a time. Decide on one change you want to make. Always leave your charger at home so that you have to use your phone less to save the battery, and work toward achieving this. When you're comfortable with that change, move on to another. 4. Focus on others. When you're with others, you should always give them your attention. If you keep looking at your phone, then you are not. This is a sign that it's time to start putting your phone away. 5. It's easier with a friend. Find someone to start your detox with. That way, you can offer each other support and help each other through those difficult times. And if you need help, try to talk to them face to face rather than via text or video calls. 6. Leave your phone at home. It's simple. If you don't have your phone with you, then you can't use it. Don't be scared. You'll soon find lots of other things to do. You may even start to notice things you never noticed before. 7. Let others know about your plans. Tell friends and family members what you're doing. Let them know you won't always be answering their messages the minute you get them. Who knows? They might even be tempted to join you.